Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction. The wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comic-Con, a geek podcast for the rest of us. A geek podcast for the rest.
I saw Barbie and Oppenheimer a couple weeks back, and those were both remarkable movies. Even though Barbie's based on a thing, it was a very original movie. If you haven't seen, you gotta see it. Oppenheimer, the same. Love that Oppie, baby. And I just watched Mission Impossible, the new one. Now, some folks didn't like it. Didn't like the premise. But I gotta say, I like the premise, because those bitches are finally going sci-fi on this motherfucker. And if you haven't watched it, no spoilers, but it's a good, entertaining ride. And why do we keep coming back, right? We come back to watch Tom Cruise jump off a fucking building, climb a fucking tower, get fucking railed by the Harlem Globetrotters in a cold concrete basement. Why are they in a cold concrete basement to begin with in Detroit? We don't know. But one likes to imagine that they may travel the globe since they're Globetrotters. So it could be that I feel like William Hurt what was that movie with Kevin Costner, where Kevin Costner played the serial killer? And William Hurt is like his alter ego, the voice of his alter ego. And I swear to God, when I go on my rant sometimes, I'm like, I feel like I'm channeling William Hurt, you know? What the fuck is that movie called? But he tries to stifle him and like stop the evil from happening. And he's talking to his alter ego in the mirror. And William Hurt's like, but that's not good. And we don't like that. And I don't want to go away. You know, and we need original content, do we not? And the Globetrotters, when they're trotting the globe, why couldn't they be ass-railing fucking Tom Cruise? Ass-railing, is that a thing? We'll make it a thing. So everybody's basing shit off toys or comics or redos or remakes. And it's like, it's getting fucking old, man. Down with the remake, I say. In fact, that Kevin Costner movie I'm talking about, what the fuck is it called? Somebody help me. Mr. Brooks, okay? 2007 psychological thriller directed by Bruce Evans, starring Kevin Costner, Demi Moore, Dane Cook, and the aforementioned William Hurt. Yeah, he's like a businessman. It says it right here, businessman. I thought he was a psychologist for some reason. But he's a serial killer, okay? And he has to take on a protege, played by Dane Cook, because of course it was 2007, Dane Cook was all the rage. So Dane Cook comes into the mix. Dane Cook has to like, I think he witnesses him kill somebody. So by default, Costner has to bring him into the mix. But then Dane, because Dane wants to do it. He wants to be a killer too. He has that itch. But he can't do it. You know, and ultimately he dies. Spoilers. Yawn. I think it did really well. It says here it did $48 million against it. Why are we talking about Mr. Brooks? Hey, I mean, you guys, you listen to the show. You guys, you gals, you non-binaries, wherever you are, wherever you come from, you listen to the show, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, yearly, maybe in your spare time when you're scraping a bushk, huh? Washing a dish, eh? Kicking a dog, I don't know, okay? I don't know what circumstances you might have when you're listening to the podcast, but I appreciate your listenership nonetheless, okay? My point is that sometimes we like to put you, the kamikaze, in charge. We like to put you behind the driver's seat, okay? Behind the driver's seat? In the driver's seat, behind the wheel. The engine's running, but no one's behind the wheel. And we put some feelers out a few weeks back. You picked the RoboCops, not the 87s, but the 2014s.
I didn't know we could pick the fucking 87s, you fucking
Holy shit. Who was that? We don't know. Maybe to be disclosed at another date. But yeah, I did another one. I put another poll out there. And you guys picked Toxic Avenger. Okay? You could have picked Maniac Cop. You could have picked Maniac Cop. 1% of you actually voted for GoldenEye still. My fault. I guess this should be more like a fucking March Madness thing, right? Like a bracket thing. Where like when we do a poll, whoever was like second place gets moved forward. Is that how the basketball bracket works? How about that Deion Sanders, huh? Coaching, what is it, Colorado University? And who said your boy didn't know shit about sports? I feel like we should do a weekly segment, you know, outside of this shit, just to see how much sports knowledge one has, you know? Because some of you listening also like sports, so why not entertain everybody and everyone all at once, right? But you picked Toxic Avenger, and you didn't disappoint. And I watched it for the first time ever, never seen it. And I knew it was going to be bad, and I knew it was Tromaville, and I knew it was Lloyd Kaufman, and I knew what to expect. But watching something like this by myself, I have to say, not a good experience. Did a lot of fast-forwarding towards the middle. It was very cringy even to start off. I mean, I love the music. I love the shower scenes and the gratuitous nudity and the overacting and everyone's... First of all, everyone in the fucking movie to start off in the first 15 minutes, they're all horrible people. I think the would-be town bullies just kill a kid, just murder a fucking kid on his bike. And they like run over his head. I think they use like a watermelon to like do the fucking head exploding under the fucking... Anyway, horrible. And then Toxia shows up after our would-be nerd janitor in the gym gets somehow bathed in toxic waste. And he goes on a killing spree. Actually, a justice killing spree. Now, he doesn't kill good people. He kills bad people, right? You know, for what it is and the product and what it and it's I don't know, I guess I recognize the cultural relevance for something like that to come out when it came out and the whole Trauma Vision thing and Lloyd Kaufman's legacy. And I know he inspired James Gunn to do a lot of shit because Gunn worked with him in the later years. But dude, watching it again by myself, like I feel like it's the kind of movie you have to watch on a couch with a bunch of friends. Like just laughing your ass off because it's so bad. Maybe I should have put it on for the wife. I don't know. We're too busy watching fucking AI love reality shows where they fucking swap out the real people and put in AI shit to like trick people into thinking their significant other's cheating on them. So we could watch Toxic Avenger, or I could spend my nights having a successful marriage by watching AI love reality shows and then maybe mixing some heavy petting and dry humping around that as well. No, but they should remake Toxie, and I think they are. I heard like Peter Dinklage was involved in the remake. I hadn't heard anything about that since like 2019. I feel like they deserve a remake. You know, something that came out of, and put the people that made the original back in the remake. Hell, put Lloyd Kaufman in charge of the remake, but just give him a fucking insanely huge, ridiculous budget. You know, because they made like, I think, 3 sequels of this goddamn thing. I think it spawned a comic book. I think it spawned a cartoon at one point. I know it spawned like action figures at one point. But then again, I don't know if I'm mixing that up with Swamp Thing and Captain Planet at the same time. I was, first of all, blown away by how many people voted for it. People were messaging me back when I announced it that we were going to do it next. And when I say we, I mean, I really was going to try to do like a, hey, I'll get Shuler on this. I'll get fucking Jay on this. I'll get Powell on this. I was going to do a big giant foursome, but nobody could really line up dates. And then I forgot to ask people. Maybe the latter is true, more truer than the fucking former. And maybe I just didn't reach out to a single soul because I really wasn't looking forward to this. I really wanted to do Maniac Cop. Probably should have just lined up Maniac Cop since I really wanted to do it. And after rewatching Maniac Cop, I feel like it could have been a better show. But I rewatched both of them. And they both of them spawned sequels. And both of them are equally as forgotten. Maybe Maniac Cop's more forgotten than Toxie. In fact, people really do love fucking Toxie. Like, I didn't realize how much love there was for Toxie. But then again, a lot of people really like Maniac Cop. Maniac Cop suffers from that same thing. The plot's not great. It's basically Jason, but in a cop uniform, and he's on a killing spree. And he has that same Jason kind of, I'm slow moving, but I'm hulkish, brutish, and just unforgiving. And I'm just crushing people's skulls with my bare hands or slitting their throats. You know, Bruce Campbell shows up for a good time. The great, unparalleled character actor Tom Atkins shows up for a great time. If you don't know his work, watch Night of the Creeps. It is a gem. It is a gem. I might even just throw some of his shit in this episode for no goddamn reason because I love him that much.
Well, the thing is, Walter, what I need is... I need your basic flamethrower.
Flamethrower? Flamethrower.
Yeah.
Flamethrower. Jesus. What's the matter? The old snub nose ain't good enough for you anymore.
I know. Just break out the old heavy artillery, will you, Walt?
Slingshot, one BB gun, and one flamethrower. There you go. By the way, you gotta watch out for this baby. Once you light the pilot, it goes out, and it plays hard to get like a son of a bitch.
Thanks.
So, if you just let me have the requisition.
Oh, well. The thing is, Walter, I don't have a requisition form, is the thing.
You don't. To tell you the truth, Ray, that could be a little problem.
Yeah. There could be a little problem.
I just feel like if you remade that shit now with a slightly bigger budget, not, it doesn't even have to be over the top. Give him like a fucking, I don't know. Maniac Cop had a $1 million budget. Insane. Insane for that time, right? Because even for that time, like, that was considered a slightly smaller budget and they made what they made. Give Toxie like a $20 million, $30 million budget. Shit. Give Toxie like a $50 million budget today. Lionsgate, whatever. Blumhouse, whoever. Rated R. And just make it fucking balls to the wall fucking fun. Maybe have Gunn step in to help a little bit with Lloyd Kaufman coming back. Who knows? You know? Maybe Gunn's too busy with the DC Universe. Bring in Robert Rodriguez. I still want to see that new Robert Rodriguez movie too. That Ben Affleck joint, the sci-fi joint. Hypnotizer or something like that. I don't know. So remake Toxie. Shit, remake fucking Maniac Cop. Maniac Cop would be a prime time fucking remake. And if you don't believe me, watch the second one too. I actually think the second one's better than the first one. I might actually do Maniac Cop 2. Like a real deep dive of Maniac Cop 2. Maybe we could do like worst sequels of all time and just fucking do a deep dive. Do a fucking deep dive. I mean, you got that Robert Davi. I think he's in that second one. And I love that Robert Davi. I just like saying his name. Robert Davi. Oh, Bruce Campbell comes back in Maniac Cop 2. I didn't know that. And you got the great Robert Zdar. Googs that name right now. Robert Z'Dar. D-A-R, babies. Look at that fucking chin. And I know it was a medical condition. I'm not pointing fun. But he was a solid fucking character actor. He showed up in fucking Tango and Cash. Holy shit. He actually plays the Maniac Cop. I don't know. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with a fucking Maniac Cop with a fucking disfigured, pussy, bleeding. But his shoulders. Zdar was a big dude, too. I mean, I feel like he could have gone toe-to-toe with Stallone easily in Tango and Cash. But when you had that Kurt Russell up your sleeve as that extra hot sauce in your dick, you know, that's right. I said hot sauce in the dick. Kurt Russell was the hot sauce that Stallone was pissing out of his huge, veiny cock. That's what Tango and Cash was. If you don't know, you googs. Where the fuck was I? So yeah, remake Toxie, remake Maniac Cop. Robert Davi, man. If Robert Davi is still alive, is he still alive? Oh, he's only 70. He moonlights as a fucking lounge singer. He does a mean fucking Frank Sinatra. And listen to this. Now, the end is near. And so I face that final curtain. And when was this? This was fucking 6 years ago? Oh shit, 2015. I'm certain I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each. I love this song too. This song has a very special place in my heart. And for anybody that knows this show, you know why I love this song. You just know. Listen to the words. I did it my way. Here it is. Here comes that part. Here comes that part, baby.
Regrets.
I've got a few.
I've had a few.
But then again,
too few to mention.
Too few to fucking mention. You know what I mean?
I did what I had to do.
You're goddamn right I did what I had to do.
And saw it through without exemption.
I wasn't exempting anybody, baby. I am who I am.
And each charted path. each careful step along the byway.
God, he's got pipes. That's Robert Davi, motherfuckers.
Much more than this, I did it my way.
Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew. I mean, we could go on. But goddamn. Almost 10 years of sobriety here, folks. And I got to tell you, that's the key to it right there. And when you realize that no matter what you did it your own way, and that you can't let fucking regrets hold you back from things. I mean, that's kind of what it is. That's kind of what it's all about. That's kind of sobriety in a nutshell. I mean, there you have it, folks. No need to go to meetings or seek help. Just listen to Comic-Con's podcast and I'll get you through it. Put on Robert Davi's My Way. No, but I mean, you know, we've laughed, we've cried, and we've, you know, we've had our fair share of, you know, of losing, you know. The point is, you don't let regrets eat you up to the point of having a horrible life. You know what I mean? People are people. You can't expect people to change. And at the end of the day, when you hold expectations on people, those are just resentments waiting to happen, you know? And I'm probably making not a lick of sense, you know? Or maybe I am making some licks of sense, or maybe some of you are licking yourselves while I'm making sense. But the truth is this, and the truth is the only thing I can give you to thine own self be true, you know? You are who you are. I am who I am, you know? I'm not going to be anybody else. You shouldn't be anybody else. Anybody listening to this show probably keeps listening because they know this show is honest, right? Like, not just about fucking He-Man or Toxic Avenger, but also about, you know, who we are as people, you know? And, actually, let's fucking get into it. I caught myself having some fucking resentments recently, you know? I touched on a little bit at the top of the show that I've been busy, haven't been able to get some stuff done on time, haven't been able to get this episode out on time the way I wanted it to. And like I said, I wanted to get together with the guys and do a show on Toxie or Maniac Copsies. But we couldn't line it up. I couldn't line it up. I'm busy. I'm moving. We're actually moving at the end of this month. And it's going to be good. It's going to be a good pace for us. We're literally moving on to greener pastures, quite literally, to a place that's greener. Without giving you my new geographic location, it's going to be good. I'm moving into the green with Swamp Thing, and it's going to be good. And it's good. It's got good schools for the baby boy, and the wife loves the house, so we're going to be moving, and that's it. C'est la vie. We're still going to be somewhat close by to old family and friends, but we'll be about 2.5 hours away, and it'll be interesting, you know, because I've never lived outside a state except for when I was a kid on a houseboat in Spain. I've been in Virginia for the last fucking shit. I can't remember how long, you know, it's been fucking 20 years now, maybe 25 years, maybe. Holy shit. I think I moved here when I was like 13, 30 fucking years in this bitch. And now Bon Jovi's coming on. See that? See that YouTube? That YouTube knows what you listen to. And as you all know from the last solo flight, my boy loves that Bon Jovi, you know? But I hate waking over my shoulder. Did I just say waking over my shoulder? I meant to say looking over my shoulder. I don't have to look over my shoulder anymore, babies. Almost 10 years of sobriety, and I got to tell you, the bed's made, you know? My side of the street is clean. And I was having a bit of a resentment towards some folks because in the process of, like, you know, closing doors here and there, you know, it's weird, right? Sometimes it's weird. I don't want to get too specific, but, like, sometimes, you know, with old friends and family, folks that don't like change or, like, come out of their bubble to accept change, some of our family wasn't the most exuberantly excited about our move, about our change. And it's always a little hurtful, right? When you're like, you want everybody to kind of be on board with your life changes and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, people are just people, you know? And, then I was trying to touch base with some friends and, I was like kind of going through my friends on social media. And I was like, oh, you know, like most of the people that I talk to, like, are super supportive. Like they fucking get it. 'Cause they know the area, they know the traffic. They know that my town in particular has become overrun with fucking post-apocalyptic goddamn zombified vultures, methed out fucking crackheads. It's overcrowded. There's 30,000 people in this town. And this town where I'm in, this town needs an enema. You know, it needs a huge enema. And the town I'm moving to is going to be like significantly smaller, like exponentially smaller. And I'm ready for that. I'm ready to downsize. I'm ready to be away from people in a way, you know? And I don't know what that says about me, you know? I don't know. I don't know what that means. Yeah. All I can do is put my hand out and, you know, and be good to people. That's all I can do. And go on with my life and take care of my people. What the fuck am I talking about? Not Toxic Avenger. Not Maniac Cop. If I had to rate Toxic Avenger, I would say this movie is not even Solitary. Actually, you know what? That's not true. Toxie would get the Solitary just because of the gratuitous nudity. Maniac Cop would get the Sick with the Flu good. Like, I'm sick with the flu. There's nothing really else on. Love that Tom Atkins. And I don't feel like getting up and changing the channel because I don't have a remote, of course. This is 1945 or 1955, rather, and there's just a dial on the TV. There's no remote. When was the remote control invented, by the way? Does anybody know? Can anybody tell us that? Vibrator. What the fuck have I been looking up? Where have I been spending my nights? Remote control invented. 1956. God damn. So I was right the first time, 1955. Oh, man. You guys, ooh, yeah. Do you guys ever have that? You guys ever like guess a year or guess something and you were right on target, stay on target? Have you ever had that shit? That shit happens to me all the fucking time. Did I talk about Mission Impossible already? It was good. Not as good as Fallout. I wish they brought Hank back somehow in the new Mission Impossible movie. Because his face got disfigured at the end of Fallout, would have been cool if he was two facing it up. If he somehow landed on the cliff, didn't blow up in that fucking helicopter at the end of Fallout, and he like landed. I mean, he was a pretty big dude, pretty sporty guy. There's no, you know, I mean, that fucking grappling hook thing came flying down with the fucking helicopter and landed right in his face. But when Tom Cruise is base jumping off of cliffs at fucking 60, you're telling me fucking 33, 34, 35-year-old fucking Hank in his prime with his shotgun arms can't fucking get some reconstructive surgery or lay in a treatment center for a few years and then come out with a fucking bionic arm? Now that shit would have been dope. Yeah, he lost his arm in the fall, you know, during Fallout. He comes back in fucking Dead Reckoning. I do want to say one thing about Dead Reckoning. Watch it for that Palm Clementif. Watch it for that Palm Clementif. You don't know who I'm talking about, you gooks. Palm Clementif. I'm pretty sure I'm mispronouncing the name, but I'm also pretty sure I'm pronouncing it correctly because some people say Palm Clementif, all right? Just like we got a fucking Japanese steakhouse here in town. Sakura's. And my mom has to correct me every time. It's Sakura, you ignorant fuck. It's Sakura. Hey, that Palm Clementif, I'd let her fuck me. She's a mean bitch. She is very attractive. And she's very attractive as a villain. I like her. I like her as a villain. I like her as a little assassin. She's got the face paint on. She's got the little Harley Quinn jacket. I fucking dig it. And yeah, I said Harley Quinn. It's not my fault Harley Quinn fucking set the stage for most badassery females, you know? Jesus fucking Christ. I know we had strong badass females before her, like Ripley. But if you're going to have a strike of or a flare of villainy anywhere in you as a woman, first Michelle Pfeiffer gets to take, you know, as a woman, how could you? I'm sorry, I fiber, eat floor. Oh my God, somebody wrote this in a script? But that poem, man. Palm Clementine. Let's see if I'm right. See if she can look this shit. This is the show where we just look up shit on YouTube and play it back. Palm Clement. Here it is.
The movie is from Paramount Pictures, part of the same company as CBS, Go Us. We sat down with actor Palm Clementif.
Oh, shit!
Joins the franchise as a ruthless...
Hold on.
The movie is from Paramount Pictures, part of the same company.
Yeah. We get it.
We sat down with actor Palm Clementif.
Palm Clementif?
She joins the franchise.
I mean, I know it's spelled like it's spelled like you say it like that, Palm Clementif, but I feel like she's French, right? So it would be Pomme Clémentine. Pomme
Clémentine.
Pomme Clémentine? Okay, let's get another one on here. Let's get another one on here. Let's see here. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Dead Reckoning Part 1. Here we go. The big screen. The cast assembled in London for the UK premiere. I was sent to talk to new cast member Pomme Clémentine. Pomme Clémentine? God damn it. Come on. If you look at that name, it's like Pomme Clémentine. It sounds way better when I say it. I'm going to interview her and I'm going to say, Pomme, listen, I know it's Pomme Clémentine, but come on, tell me it's not better as Pomme Clémentine. Pomme Clémentine. You know? It's just like when I heard fucking in Batman Begins when he said, I work for a man named Ra's al Ghul. But before that, my name is Mealy Ducard. For years, I thought it was Mealy Ducard. Oh, shit. Well, if that don't beat off, you know? If that don't beat off, God damn. I feel like I should just go fucking tearing off with a fucking F-150 now, you know? Off to Sakura's with a fucking giant-ass fucking Mountain Dew. You know, Code Red Mountain Dew. And Pomme Clémentine. Hey, Pomme. You're hot. Especially when you put on that Harley's jacket. And I don't mean Harley Quinn. I mean a real Harley's jacket. Let me get a pack of USAs and a fucking Mountain Dew Code Red. Because you keep them behind the counter with the cigarettes. You don't keep the Code Reds in the fridge. And, oh, what's that? That's my F-150. Yeah, I'm going to see that on the back. I'm cruising in memory of my dad. Can we talk about that for a second? Who is cruising in memory? Okay, now listen. Before anybody gets their panties in a bunch, maybe some of you listening might even have a cruising in memory of sticker. And I'm sorry, but can we just write into the show and prove me wrong? Who is it really for? Who is that sticker really for? Are you saying to the rest of the world, driving around a miserable town with you saying, hey, by the way, just so you know, lost my dad or mom or sister or brother. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. We've all lost people, right? But who is that for? Is that for us to be like, oh, damn. Because that person looking down from God knows where or looking up from God knows where, if you know what I mean. And they're like, oh, man, it's a good thing Hank is fucking cruising in memory of me. What a way to pay respect to your dear old late grandfather or grandmother, mother, daughter, father, son, you know, wow. That's because you're cruising in memory. And it's always like a shitty fucking truck or a fucking shitty car, you know, the inspection sticker's past due, but they're cruising in memory. You know what I'm saying? That shit's got to stop too. So I'm just, I realize this show's gone completely off the rails. But I don't know what it is about these solar rains lately, man. I can't get it together. You know, I think it's more structured when I got a guy now. I think I'm really getting older, and I think the dementia's setting in early. I think it's really happening. You know, I've read that it's hereditary, and I think it's starting to, I think I'm starting to notice some of the warning signs. I'm pretty sure it's only going to be a matter of years when I'm in a fucking home, still doing the podcast, but the mics won't be plugged in. Hopefully, Powell will be right down the hall. I'm pretty sure I've had that same anecdote a million times on the show, you know, just like I've told the RoboCop story a million times on the show. And I'll keep telling the RoboCop story a million times on the show because that's what we do. We repeat ourselves and we hold on to resentments, right? No, we don't hold on to resentments. We move past them because we don't have expectations. Hold on one goddamn sec.
I like it!
Before we go, is there anything else I should rant about? I think we're going to be doing Blade. Because that's coming up on its 25th. I think Blade was actually one of the very first shows I ever did on this podcast with my original co-host, Mr. Jonathan McBride. We had a much more stricter format. Now the format's a little less regimented, but I feel like the shows are more fun. No offense, McBride. Because I think when McBride and I started off doing this, you know, we were going to make it like a show that strictly talked about comic book stuff or Comic-Con stuff, but made it more accessible to like your everyday man, right? But now we've taken the show a step further And really, the movie is just a skeleton. It's really just the foundation. Like tonight, Toxic Avenger, it's just the foundation. And Maniac Cop was just the foundation. Really, I mean, if you were to leave with anything, you would say, oh, this episode was about fucking Nick losing his mind. But I did it my way. I mean, there's probably other podcast episodes out there that break down the minutia of Toxic Avenger. Or even, there's probably a lot of horror podcasts out there. I've seen a few on YouTube. I'm sure I could Google Maniac Cop right now and find somebody breaking it down, doing a solid scene-for-scene review. And that's great. But for me, for my money, I don't know. I mean, I'll skip to the highlights. I think Maniac Cop and Toxic Avenger should be remade because I think the premises are, although not necessarily wildly original, original in their execution. There you go. Boom. And if you execute it like that and you just redo it, that would be solid. So if you guys can think of anything else that we should talk about in this movie that's not based on a comic book, that was an original idea like Toxie or Maniac Cop, fucking throw it to me, man. It doesn't even have to be from the 80s or 90s. It could be something new that maybe I haven't seen. I was just talking about that movie It Follows with a buddy of mine the other day, and like he hadn't seen it, and I'd saw it a few years ago. That was an original fucking movie. If you don't know, you googs. But essentially, it's like an STD ghost creature that fucking follows you. Whoever you have sex with, you pass it on to that person. And instead of giving them the clap, you give them this fucking golemish possession power creature that fucking takes over your body and kills you. Right? So, yeah, that's fucking disturbing. And it definitely haunted me. But it was original as fuck. I don't know what else is out. I know Mission Impossible is definitely not remotely original. But I will say this for that last Mission Impossible. I thought it was executed well. Again. Somebody said the train scene was ripped from Uncharted. I won't say who his name is. He's a friend of the show and a frequent collaborator and visitor and podcast co-host. But he said it was ripped right out of Uncharted. Here's the problem with that. Never saw Uncharted. So, as far as I'm concerned, Uncharted ripped it from Mission. And also, I'm pretty sure Uncharted didn't build the goddamn train from scratch because you didn't have Tom Cruise in the fucking production, okay? They built that train from scratch. They built a real train and then destroyed it. That's amazing. You know? It's not their fault the movie kept getting shut down because of COVID and it ended up costing them fucking $400 million to make the goddamn movie. Whew. That's another thing. These fucking budgets need to scale it back, man. Maybe get back to like model sets, you know, like Star Wars and those early Indiana Jones movies. Just do like, I mean, with the amount of technology we have now, we can't do a fucking crazy, awesome movie with like little sets. Didn't Gareth Edwards. He's doing the new Creator movie. I think he does a lot of sets, set pieces and like, not even sets, but, models, like little model sets, you know, and figurines. And then he incorporates like the CGI around. I think that's how he gets a lot of his scales. You know, you watch Rogue One and everything's like on such a big grand scale when those fucking Star Destroyers are coming in the fucking Atmo. That's right, they're coming in the Atmo. Like the ships are coming, frothy loads have come in the atmosphere. It's huge. I mean, the scale. That first Godzilla, oh my God, say what you will about it, but the scale, like the size differential, like you really felt there was a giant fucking goddamn lizard walking around the earth. You know what I mean? And that Creator, man, it looks good. I can't wait to do that movie on the podcast. I can't wait to watch it. The closest movie theater is like 20 minutes away from my new place. I have to go to another town. I technically have to drive to another state to get to said movie theater. That's how far moved I'm going to be. So it's going to be interesting, but I'm going to do it. And, you know, change is good. Change is good, especially when the good is all from the change. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because even if change is a little scary and weird and we don't want to, you know, we're a little nervous and we don't want to do new things or make changes, you know, it's ultimately a good thing, which leads me back to my thesis, you know? Hey, guys, gals, Hollywood, when you get the strike shit figured out, start making new original shit. Except for Deadpool 3. Deadpool 3 needs to happen. I need that to fucking happen. Then you have my permission to die. What? Holy shit. And you can keep making Batmans. No problems. That's the other clause. So finish Deadpool 3. Keep making Batman movies. Let's see what else. I'm not going to lie. I'll probably keep seeing those Mission Impossible movies even when Tom is fucking 80 years old. He's feeling it. You're feeling how old he is in this newest one. I would argue that you don't really notice how old he's getting in the other ones, but you kind of notice a little bit more in this one. But it's good. It's really good. And that Haley Atwell, goddamn. Those tits. I'm of a man makes a movie. All right, folks, whatever we said at the end of the day on this show, remember, it is just fiction. Don't take it seriously, especially if it made you get your panties in a bunch.